Thank you for joining my podcast. My name is Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media TV. This is one of my short podcast channels. So I'm going to make this quick, just a small update of what's going on. The letter went out to Kamala Harris for release information. Apparently, she hasn't been able to get that. And like I said, it's a possibility that all incoming and outgoing contacts are being interrupted. I sent the fax, it did not get there. It's a possibility that the city itself is interrupting incoming and outgoing digital information. I've been suspicious of that for a while. It's the same thing with Google. The situation with Google is photographs were taken down from Google Photos that had to do with the hospital, the military over there in that area by the airbase, the vehicles that were used when I was taken off of the street, and some of the people I suspected to be involved while trying to move around and talk to people. I talked to the sheriff about this. I talked to the police about this. And they all had a really unorthodox attitude about what was taking place. Not really sure what that's about. I'm sure Kamala Harris is going to find out. I'm looking forward to getting answers from Dr. Philando Mesa. I'd like to know more about how Medicare, Medicaid is able to perform procedures on individuals and then tell you they have no idea what procedures were performed. I got those names. Tai Jing, like I said, never met him. But his name was on a bill that I had to pay in order to keep my credit intact to be able to find housing. That didn't work. The court dropped $900 worth of bills here and another $300 worth of bills there, knowing well and good that they were not running the proper due process. A lot of people say we don't have due process for the court system anymore, but I don't want to hear that. We don't have due process for the court system. There's no way we can put people to death with the court and think that we believe what these people are saying. But anyway, the Hillary Clinton documents are going to start following out later today. All the things that were published to Google Plus and to SoundCloud, the audio tracks, should be getting all that information. I'm looking forward to seeing the first black woman president in the United States of America. Trump had a chance to use this against her, but I guess he had another agenda when it came to FBI, CIA abuse of the people. So this will give Kamala Harris a leg up, and I believe everything will be evened out as far as competition-wise. I do not want to be an influence on the election whatsoever. Thank you so much for coming to my podcast. I'll be back soon. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.